The Morning Brew is brought to you by West Rock Coffee.
Good morning!
Morning!
It's time for your Morning Brew.
Things are gonna get weird.
You're gonna eat lightning, and you're gonna crack thunder!
Okay, this guy needs coffee and coolers. Stat!
You know what can really help you sort through these important issues?
What?
Orange mocha frappuccino!
Damn, Jimmy. This is some serious gourmet s***.
Let's get it on!
Felt like the puck was finding us up top tonight. Not even me specifically. We were just trying to work it around, and they had some good blocks, but give credit to their goalie. He played well. He was making the saves that he needed to make for them, and the one at the end there, just traffic. I tried to just throw it low, and luckily went in, but yeah, it was overall just good effort.
All hail Kale. As Kale McCarr gets the game winner for the Avalanche in overtime. One of 12 shots on goal that he had in this game yesterday. He took 21 shots total. 12 shots on goal. And the last one goes in as the Avalanche get the overtime winner to go up 2-0. Tell you what, between him, Chip, and the coal miner. Okay, explain those nicknames.
Well, I mean, Kale Chip.
Okay, Chip.
Right. So I just call him Chip. Coal miner is my guy.
McKinnon
is so freaking fast.
He is
wound so tight.
He is wound tight.
He put a piece of coal on his butt cheeks. You're getting a diamond. Coal miner.
All right.
And my guy.
All right.
Chip McCarr.
Boy, Kale McCarr is making some Norris Trophy voters feel very foolish right now, because the Norris Trophy for best defenseman is probably going to go to Roman Josi from Nashville. But you watch these first two games, it's not even close.
Mm-hmm.
Who the better defenseman, the more impactful defenseman, the game-changing defenseman is. Has been McCarr.
Oh, there's no question. But Josi, do they call it when he's playing a game in California, do they call him Josi?
It's starting, folks. It's starting.
Like Hooner Halai?
I mean, we know what Fridays were like. Normally it was stink. Now add in, what, 4 hours of sleep? 5 hours of sleep?
Josi.
Uh-oh. Wow. Second half of this show is going to be intense. Can't wait. Next on the Morning Brew.
I think as a group all year, we've done a really good job of, you know, just staying even keel. We've dealt with a lot of success in the regular season, and we just kind of kept the same approach throughout. And in playoffs, it's even more important. Obviously, we're going to enjoy it and be happy that we got rewarded for all the work we put in tonight. But we know, the toughest game is always the next one, so we got to get ready for that one.
Hey, give credit to Darcy Kuemper. That could not have been an easy game to play last night for him, because with the Avalanche dominating for as long as they did, you didn't see many pucks. And come the third period, especially at the start of that third period where they already were shorthanded to begin, and then you had the Nichushkin penalty right away for the high stick, you're down two men for a solid minute 55. And at that point, I wrote in my notes, I said, this is Nashville's best chance to win the game right here. And the power penalty kill came up huge, and Kuemper made some big saves on a night where it was tough to find that rhythm and keep that focus.
Yeah, that was what I was most worried about, is like, I just kept feeling like, man, he just hasn't had a lot of work, a lot of action. And there's that's kind of the rust or, you know, like rest or rust kind of conversation that you have. I had that feeling. And there was a couple shots, there were a couple attempts in overtime that he made great saves on.
Yeah, and I was like, a couple thank tips goodness. And things like that. In fact, Duchesne had one.
I know.
And I was like, imagine. Oh my God. Immediately my thought is no. Anybody but garbage time Duchesne.
Yeah.
Anybody. Next on the Morning Brew.
Uh-oh. It's deep to central. Rogers has left the yard. Off the bat of Brendan Rodgers, and the Rockies break this one open. A waffle!
MLB Network, as the Rockies take the series over the Nats. 9-7 they win yesterday. And just when we were starting to think, uh-oh, here comes the swoon after they went on the road and went 2-5 on the road trip, they come home. Sweep Cincinnati, take 2 out of 3 from the Nats, Nice 5-1 homestand. Back up to 15-10. All they do is win, win, win.
That's all they do.
That's right.
Where are they right now? Third place, right? Behind L.A., behind the Padres. Don't say SD. You know what I'm talking about. Eliminate that from your vocabulary. The L.A. Padres, I like to call them. They're right there. Game ahead of San Francisco, Mike.
That's right. Well, Rockies just hanging in there.
Hanging around.
Now, they're doing what they have to do. They're winning at home. They're 11-5 at home, 4-5 on the road. And now we'll see what they do as they head out on the road. And it's always, I was listening to Troy Ring talk about this with the drive the other day, and he always made a good point. He said the schedule's been friendly and that they've been able to avoid having to go on one of those NL West road trips early on this season.
Mm-hmm.
And typically they struggle. Well, now here they go, starting tonight, 3 in Arizona, 3 at San Francisco. Next on the Morning Brew.
Pete, if Drew Lock was in this year's draft, where do you think he would have been picked?
I think he'd been the first guy picked, of the quarterbacks anyway. He'd have been the first guy in this draft. I don't have any hesitation saying that.
What?
Hey, does Pete Carroll really believe this? Because I keep waiting just for the other shoe to fall here in Seattle. I keep waiting for them to make a move for Baker Mayfield or Jimmy Garoppolo. You know, they continue to prop up Drew Lock, and Pete Carroll going so far as to say that had Drew Lock come out in the draft this year, he'd have been the first quarterback taken.
Yeah.
I guess he is probably better than Sporkhans, right?
Yeah, I don't think he's better than Sporkhans. I mean, I just think he's got more physical tools. But, I mean,
as this Drew Lock coming out of college would have been the first quarterback taken, or Drew Lock now, if he was in the draft, would have been the first quarterback?
Probably Drew Lock now. Out of college?
Well,
listen, man, there was nobody wanting to jump up in this draft for quarterbacks other than Tiny Hands. Barney guy.
About the size of a KFC spork.
Right. So we got Squishy Mac last year and Spork Hands.
Spork.
This Sporky. Year.
Hey, Sporky.
Hey, Sporky. What's up, Sporky?
Did you see that picture out there with the
holding the iPod?
Giant iPod thing. Kenny Pickett
holding an iPod.
Yeah, and it's bigger than his hand.
I did laugh at that. That'll do it for the Morning Brew. Bring that to you each and every morning at 6:30.